Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From 1 Thessalonians today, chapter 5, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's that time of year. How long has Christmas music been playing? Too long. Too long. No, I know. It is that time of year. According to the song, it's the most wonderful time of year, right? It's a holly jolly time of year. It's a merry time of year. It's time to be of good cheer. It's the happiest season of all. Is it really? For a lot of people, it might be. Not for everybody. See, a lot of times we listen to these songs as they play over and over and over again in our ears, and we kind of tune them out after a while. I don't know. I'll speak for myself. I kind of tune them out after a while. Because so many of the messages are just so saccharine, sugary, optimistic to the point of being, I don't know, blinded. It's hard because we get such mixed messages this time of year. I mean, we get these messages of everything's supposed to be great. Our troubles are out of sight. Our troubles are miles away. Let your heart be light, right? It's this what this season is all about. But again, are your troubles really that far away? Are your hearts light? Perhaps for some, but certainly not for all. We can be, I don't want to say deceived, but we can buy into this time of year as being supposed to be the one that everybody celebrates all together with joy and wonder and all of these things. And sometimes yes, but a lot of times no. It's a hard season for a lot of people. We don't often pay attention to that. It's a difficult season, especially if things have changed recently, if you've lost somebody you love, or if you are going through treatments for certain things. It's not necessarily the happiest season. Perhaps this is your first Christmas on your own. It's hard. And yet you hear these songs, and I'm supposed to be happy, I'm supposed to be light, and I'm supposed to be holly and jolly and merry, but I don't really feel that way. How do we manage that? How do we live in this life where the world around us is telling us with lights and music and presents and wrapping and decorations that this is supposed to be such a happy, wonderful season, when in my heart, boy, it does not feel like that. It's a difficult thing for a lot of us. It's a hard time. And then we hear in our reading from 1 Thessalonians, rejoice always, right? Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Boy, that sounds a lot like the messages we're hearing from the songs that we sing. So are we supposed to be happiest season with troubles miles away? How do we manage these conflicting ideas? What does it mean for us as children of the light, for us as Christians, for us who follow Jesus? What does it mean to live in this season? Well, first of all, know that it is a season. It's a time that has a beginning and an end. They will soon stop playing all of the Christmas music on the radio and go back to playing whatever else it is that they play, for good or for ill. they'll go back to playing that same old stuff. The lights will come down. The decorations will come down. The presents will be opened. All of that stuff will have a season. So maybe in this season we do try our best, as best we can, to be joyful, to be happy. Maybe we do. Because it's a season. It only lasts so long. And Paul's words are a bigger challenge, I think, than even the Christmas music of having a holly jolly Christmas. I think Paul's words, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Wow, Paul's words are a taller order than simply having yourself a merry little Christmas. But you better not pout, and you better not cry. We should rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. All. And when Paul says all, that's all Paul means. So when he says we rejoice always, we rejoice always. There's never a time that we're not rejoicing. Now we need to distinguish here between the season of being jolly, the season of being merry, the season of lights and brightness. What that means is different than what it means to rejoice. We rejoice always, we pray without ceasing, we give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is not the order of the Christmas season. This is not the holly jolly time of year type rejoicing. This is the way that God has set his people up to be. These aren't orders to do it. There's only one imperative, grammatically speaking, in the language here. So Paul is not telling you, you better rejoice, not pout. You better pray and make a list and check it twice. And you better do this. Paul is not standing there with the Thessalonians, pointing his finger with a frown on his face, saying, you better not pout, you better not cry. I'm telling you why. That's not what he's saying. He's describing what it means to be a follower of Jesus in Christ. So yes, the season may be merry and bright, or it may be cloudy and dark. It may be sunshine and roses, or it may be fog and chilly temperatures. It's a season. It only lasts for so long. But for those who are followers of Jesus, for those who are within the will of God in Christ as he dwells in us, rejoicing and praying and giving thanks, it's just who we are. It's who we are. We are rejoicing people. We are praying people. We are thanking people. That's who we are, no matter the season. No matter the time of year, no matter the hymns that are playing, no matter the songs that are on the radio, no matter what the circumstances are, this is who we are. Now there's a difference, again, in who we are and what we do. We are rejoicing people because it's the Spirit of God and the will of God in us that rejoices. We may not always be happy. We may not always be smiley. We are not blissfully unaware of the troubles of this world. Now, it's okay to be optimistic. It's okay to be hopeful. In fact, we should. But let's not be blind to what's going on around us or within us. But rejoicing doesn't depend on the circumstances. Doesn't depend on the season. Doesn't depend on the song. Rejoicing is who we are. Because it's who God is. It's because it's who the Spirit is. It's because it's who Christ is. We are rejoicing people, whether we feel it or not. Whether we're dancing or not, whether we're smiling or not, we are still rejoicing people because the Spirit in us rejoices. We are praying people, whether we're folding our hands or raising our hands or looking up or praying out loud, or sometimes we're just going, God, help me. We are praying people because it's the Spirit in us who prays. It's the will of God that prays. It's Christ Jesus who dwells within us that prays. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes the words don't come. Sometimes no matter how hard we try or concentrate, the words just aren't there. But it's at those times that the Spirit prays even harder. Because when we can't come up with the words, the Spirit prays louder. The Spirit prays more fervently. And we give thanks in all circumstances. Again, not just a season, not just from Thanksgiving on until the new year. That's a very short season of giving thanks. If you think about your lifetime, 2 months each year of your lifetime, that's a short time. It may seem long. But it's a short period of time. And if that's the only time of year that you were thankful, your mom would have something to say to you about that. My mom taught me manners. I'm thankful more often than 2 months out of the year, or even less than. See, being thankful, again, it's who we are as God's people, as God's children. We are thankful in all circumstances, whether it's whether, as Paul says, whether I am in need or whether I have plenty. I am thankful because Christ dwells within me, because the Holy Spirit is a thankful spirit. Whether, again, I can express it or not, or whether I want to shout at God for giving me all of this junk that I can't handle, I am still thankful in my spirit for the life that God has given me and the forgiveness that comes through Christ. Again, whether I can express it or not, whether I can say it out loud or not, we are thankful people. Because of the Spirit that dwells in us. I'm not telling you to be happy. I'm not telling you to pray harder. I'm not telling you to make sure you use your manners and write your thank you notes. That is not at all what this is about. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, not mine. Not my wish, my desire, but the will of God in Christ Jesus for you is that you are rejoicing people, praying people, and thanking people. And because we are sinful people, Christ gives us his Holy Spirit and his presence within us to be thankful, to be praying, and to be rejoicing. This season is going to come and go, as it always does. We go from green to blue to white to red to purple. Seasons change, right? We go from lights and garland to not lights and garland. The seasons change. But because of Christ Jesus living in us, we are always rejoicing people, praying people, and thankful people. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I know in our bulletin it says,